You know, it could be 25 for 25, it could be 10 for 0, it could be many of these things. And lastly, it's, you know, when your friend clicks on the link, on your referral link, when they come back to the site, it's very important to really optimize that conversion flow of how they're going to sign up. And so sometimes you need to just sell them in a different manner, or upsell that their friend has suggested they use this, and so on and so forth. So all these combined, you need to play around with these on different dimensions and come up with a good referral program. And lastly, it's paid growth. So examples of paid growth is this right here. And these are the most obvious ones, but I'm sure you guys can think of more. And paid growth is basically, you know, you happen to have money you can spend. You might have credit cards, whatever, but you can spend something to get users. So the correct way to think about paid growth is that, okay, you're going to put money, you're going to risk putting money out there. What are you going to get in return? The simple way to think about it is your CLV, your customer lifetime, the amount of money, the net revenue, the amount of money that people, you know, that your customer returns back to you, is it more than your CAC? And your CAC is it's an abbreviation for a customer acquisition cost.